Title: Commercial Cannabis Permit Program and Overlay District Statutorily Exempt Under CECA Guidelines Section 15183. Content: On June 13, 2023, the Second Appellate District affirmed the City of Pomona's use of a statutory exemption for its Commercial Cannabis Overlay Permit Program under California Environmental Quality Act, CECA, Guidelines Section 15183, finding that the program required no additional environmental review. The decision in Lucas v. City of Pomona is noteworthy for the appellate court's broad interpretation of the statutory exemption, 1, holding that, I, the city's zoning ordinance, general plan update, and environmental impact report, EIR, that do not address density may be exempt under CECA Guidelines Section 15183, and, 2, uses, including cannabis-related uses, that are not literally included in land use plan documents, may be determined to be sufficiently similar to existing and defined land uses allowed by underlying zoning. This decision is also noteworthy given the state's year-old requirement that all cannabis operator applicants comply with CECA. 2. Background: The city certified an EIR for its general plan update, which provided for the development of the city through the year 2035 for cannabis uses, in March 2014. Subsequently, the city adopted ordinances to tax and establish a licensure framework for commercial cannabis uses in 2018 and 2019. These approvals included the Commercial Cannabis Overlay Permit Program, the project at issue in this case, which designated locations within the city where cannabis-related land uses would be permitted, the Overlay District. 3. Prior to establishing the Overlay District, the city conducted a multi-step analysis that included studying the scientific basis of cannabis as it relates to potential land use impacts, considering community feedback, and studying potential environmental impacts. When approving the project, the city determined that the proposed land uses related to commercial cannabis are similar enough to existing and defined land uses within the Pomona Zoning Ordinance and the General Plan Update, or were so defined using a determination of similarity, DOS, process. 4.5. The city's DOS findings provided, as relevant to this appeal, that the project's proposed cannabis use is not of greater intensity or density than similar uses and would not generate more environmental impacts. In addition to its own investigation and research, the city hired an expert environmental planning firm to prepare the necessary CECA analysis for the project, known as Findings of Consistency, which concluded that no additional environmental review or documentation is required. The petitioner then challenged the project, contending the city improperly forewent further environmental review. On appeal, petitioner also argued, among other things, that 1. The EIR did not address environmental impacts of cannabis use activities because the EIR does not include either the word marijuana or the word cannabis. 2. The findings of consistency were patently erroneous for claiming the proposed project would not alter general land use patterns because the project establishes permissible locations for a land use that has never before existed legally within the city. And 3. Based on CECA Guidelines Section 15183(b), the city's exemption of the project was improper because the EIR did not address the project's unique and peculiar impacts associated with cannabis-related businesses. Court finds literal arguments miss the point in affirming the trial court's ruling. The Court of Appeal found, under the substantial evidence standard of review, that these arguments miss the point for a myriad of reasons. First, as an initial matter, the decision reiterated that Section 15183 is a statutory provision, and, as such, is absolute. Unlike categorical exemptions, Section 15183 is not subject to exceptions. Second, the court determined CECA Guidelines Section 15183 does not require additional environmental review for projects which are consistent with the development density established by existing zoning, community plan, or general plan policies for which an EIR was certified, except as might be necessary to determine whether there are project-specific significant effects. Of particular importance to the court was the fact that Section 15183 was promulgated under the authority of Public Resources Code Section 21083.3, which provides that